Today's episode of The Sales Life is about investing. But I'm not talking about investing in the stock market. I'm talking about investing in you. You are the Apple stock. And if you don't like the value that the market has priced you at right now, stick around because your stock price is about to go through the roof. And everybody's going to want a piece of this. So if you're tired of settling, then you better get to selling. Welcome to another edition of The Sales Life. I'm your host, Marsh Bice. And if this is your first time here, glad to have you. And if you've been here a time or 10, welcome back. Today, we're going to go back to 2009. Where were you back in 2009? I know where I was. That was the height of the financial crisis. I was, in my 11th year of my 24 years of selling cars. And this was unprecedented times, man. I would come to work literally holding my breath to pull on the door to see if the doors were unlocked or not. Because we weren't sure. Banks weren't loaning money, even with people that had A-plus credit. And so they were being conservative in who they loaned money to. But to make matters worse, they were conservative about which models of vehicles or brands of vehicles they loaned money to. And because I worked for Chrysler, they weren't sure if the government was going to bail us out. So we were considered distressed merchandise. And so even if a customer had A-plus credit, they had to come in with equity. Well, who had equity during that time? Not many people. Most people just needed something to drive. They were just in a position where they didn't have $10,000 to put down. Hell, they were just trying to barely make it like everybody else. And I remember some of the loan officers at like Chase. He was like, no, we're not doing this deal. 800 credit score. Wouldn't do the deal. I'll never forget that. So in 2009, the stock market bottomed out. And stocks that were worth, I don't know, $60 a share were now valued at less than a dollar. And many people seeing that all of their money that they had poured into the stock market was decimated, many people freaked out and they liquidated their stocks. And they permanently locked in their losses. See, the only time that you officially lose in the stock market is if you cash the stock out. But even if you look at the stock and the stock price was 60 and now it's a dollar, you still have shares in the company. It may not be valued at what it once was, but you still have shares. And many people saw that dollar value and they said, "Up, I'm out." But had they stayed in when the stock market roared back to life, stocks would have risen exponentially. Now, adding to that, if they were in a position where they can invest just $120 at the bottom, they would have become very wealthy. Because think about it like this. If you have $120 and a stock price at the height is worth $60 a share, they get you 2 shares. But at the bottom, in the crisis, that $120 at a dollar a share would have got you 120 shares. You had more in the company. Sir John Templeton said, "The greatest opportunities come in times of maximum pessimism." But like I said at the beginning, I'm not talking about the stock market. I'm flipping this back on you. And even if your personal share price is not bringing maximum value, don't cash out. And do not stop investing. Because it's only in cashing out that you permanently lock in your losses. See, at one time, man, my stock price was $1,000 a share. I was a high-valued stock. I was a general sales manager. Got demoted, and I became a penny stock. And I stayed a penny stock for a minute, man. I just stayed down there. I was using my current circumstances to determine my future value. I saw no value in myself. I almost gave up. And I never thought of myself as suicidal. I always said, man, I would never do that. I was at that point where I wouldn't have done it, but I wouldn't have been mad if I was running and someone just swerved and took me out. I just wanted the pain to go away. So I stayed a penny stock for a minute until thankfully I looked around one day and I realized that the department that I just got demoted into was a tremendous opportunity. See, no one was steering the ship. And there was all this fresh technology that was rolling in. But see, in the car business, we're very slow to move. We don't like change. And we don't like disruption. And technology was disrupting our industry. Because I was at my lowest of lows. I had nothing else to lose. And sometimes when you have nothing else to lose is when you have everything to gain. Because you're already at the bottom. So there's nowhere but up. So there's nothing but opportunity. And I looked around and saw all the technology that was coming at us. And I began to take it on. And so many people were saying, well, why are you doing that? I mean, we're good with where we are. I didn't really answer. I didn't have an answer. I just took it on as a challenge. I was geeked out by the opportunity of what was available. And no one even cared to even know, which is even better. See, when nobody's even watching what you're doing, nobody's even questioning what you're doing, man, do it. So many times we're waiting on permission from someone else to say, okay, you can do it. No one was even fucking with me, man. Nobody was even talking to me. It just left me alone. And I looked around and I said, oh my God. So I started taking on the extra. I started staying later. I started learning offline. I didn't ask anybody for permission. I just did it. And I asked for more. And it became more so of a game to me. I was a penny stock. It didn't matter. What's the worst I could lose? A penny. So I said, man, bring it. I was broke. But I never stopped learning. And like the stock market, the lowest is when you have the greatest purchasing power. And if you keep pushing to do the right things, when the market roars back to life for you, you're going to be wealthy emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, and anything else that ends in L-Y. Because you put the right things in there. You put the right investments in there. You weren't trying to get rich quick. You weren't trying to one over on somebody. You just invested in you. So you got to get your stock price up. How are you going to do this? First off, man, you got to take some time to yourself. And whatever it is, whether it's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever you have that's away from anybody else, this is a special secluded time away from anybody else. You come first. If you put yourself first, then everybody else gets the best representation of you. That's why I say you come first. You come first before your family. You come first before your wife, before your children, before your job. You come first. And if you do, if you take care of you, they get a better version of you. So the other day, my wife and I were standing in the kitchen. She's been working out hard, beast mode. And I told her, I don't want you to lose your momentum. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, you've been putting in some hard work and I don't want you to lose that. And she said, you didn't like me the way that I was. I said, I loved the way that you were, but I love even more so the way that you are, because you take care of yourself. You dress the way that you want to dress. You feel better about yourself. You walk with a different swagger about you. You walk with more confidence. And because you're investing in you, you're also investing in us as well. See, many times what we want to do is we want to kind of pivot. Oh, you don't like the way I once was. Why didn't you say something? It's not about that at all. See, what I wanted to point out, because you take care of you, you feel better about yourself. You think you look better, which spills back. And I enjoy the benefits of that because you feel good about yourself. Think about it when you don't feel good about yourself. You shovel that onto someone else. So if you take care of you, you feel better. Then you start looking better. Then you start dressing differently, not to hide anything. Then you carry yourself different. You're investing different. And the people that love you so much get the benefit. So don't do it for them. You do it for you, and they get to enjoy the benefits of that. See how that works? So the first thing, man, to raise your stock price, I don't care where you are in life, get some movement. I don't care if you're super successful right now. You better get some movement. 30, 45 minutes, you got to take care of you, bust a sweat every single day. Another way to get your stock price up is you got to start eating better. If you feel better, you feel better. So substitute just one thing today. Okay, I'm not going to get all regimented on you. But just substitute one thing. You already said, I'm tired of looking this way, and you seem to always cave on your commitment of this week's going to be different. Just substitute one thing. If you like the fried chicken sandwich from Wendy's, get the grilled chicken sandwich. Enjoy your fries. Fine. Then next week, get the grilled chicken sandwich and eat half the fries. As a matter of fact, tell them at the drive-through window, give me a half of the fries. Don't even put them all in there because I'm going to smash them in the bag. Then the following week, you go to Popeyes. You get the naked chicken strips. Get the mashed potatoes. Just don't put any gravy on there. What is one thing I can substitute this one thing? Sometimes it's the hamburger with the salad. Whatever. Substitute that one thing. And what's going to happen is you're going to increase your confidence. You're going to realize, oh, that wasn't so bad, and I'm still full. It's all mental, dude. It is. The reason why you beat yourself up, because you let yourself cave in. Just don't cave in. Just substitute that one thing. Another way to get your stock price up, get 7-8 hours of sleep. I get that Elon Musk can operate on 4 or 5 hours of sleep. You cannot. You need 7-8 hours of sleep because your mind needs time to regenerate. You need time even when you're at your lowest of lows. You do not need to muscle up and grind through with 2 hours of sleep. You're not going to be any benefit. You can do that every now and then in these mayday situations, but for the most part, man, you do not need that. So in extreme situations, then yes, do it. But I say extreme situations is in one night. So the night before, I rolled on like 6.5 hours of sleep. Guess what? Last night, I got me 8.5 hours of sleep, boo-boo, and I feel wonderful today. So get you some sleep, man. Another way to get your stock price up, get some movement. Remember that lateral eye movement. I did an episode about lateral eye movement. What that does is it tricks the amygdala. If you're scrolling up and down, what that does is it increases your stress. But when you're looking left to right, it suppresses that stress and opens up more opportunities. Why do you think Steve Jobs took what long walks? Left to right, eye movement. See, when you're walking, when you're moving, you're looking left to right. And what that does is that movement suppresses the amygdala. So don't sit on the couch with a beer in your most depressed state. You're going to make the situation worse, and you're going to wake up the next day feeling like shit anyway. Also, man, if you want to increase your stock price, stop saying stupid shit. Stop giving life rehashing something or giving life talking about something that you don't want to have happen. Don't do it. And don't even talk about other people. Don't even talk about if it was two people in a situation and they're not standing right beside you. Don't even talk. Unless you're in a court of law, let your attorney handle that. But the rest of it, man, don't even talk about it. Don't bring the other person down. Don't bring the other person in this mix. This is your share price. So don't dilute the stock price talking about a bunch of bullshit. Also, never stop learning, man. Even when you're broke. I have a screenshot. March 28th, 2017, I think is the date. I have a screenshot. 7:38 at night. $11.18 in my account. I screenshotted that. I said, one day, I'm going to look back at this and be like, I made it. And I go back to that quite often. And I look at that. And I say, I pushed through. I got out of that. I'm way away from $11.18 in my account now. I don't live month to month anymore. But it was because of the investments that I made. So even when you're in your lowest state, even if you're broke, Books A Million is free. Barnes & Noble is free. Go there. Stand in the aisles and read a chapter. Just pull a book off the shelf. Go to the public library. If you don't have a card and you owe them from back in 1986, then just go there and sit down and read. Just read a chapter and shag out, man. It's cool. Do that. See, that's investing in yourself. And if you do this time and time again, over and over again, see, everything that I just talked about, none of that has to do with anybody else. None of that has to do with posting on social media. None of that has anything to do with someone else validating you, say, good job. Good job, buddy. No. I mean, you follow those. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things. 7 things. You do those 7 things. Has no choice but to go up. When it's going to go up, it's not your concern. What you do to make it go up is in your control. So let me ask you this. What else would you add to this list? I got you a starter kit going. Let me know how your progress is going. You can hit me up on all the socials. And if you go to marshbice.com, MARSHBUICE, it's like juice to the B in front, you can check out the brand new website. Top right-hand corner is all the socials where I hang out. It's also got the YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, subscribe, check it out. And also the bottom right-hand corner is a microphone where you can leave me a message, voice message. Let me know what's going on in your life because I want to hear from you. Would you recommend this episode to someone else? Because this is the only way that we are going to grow the show. It also shows your love and support for the sales life as well. Because I can't do it without you. So let's get out of here. With that, remember, the greatest sale that you will ever make is the sale you own you, because you're more than enough. Stay amazing. Stay in the sales life.